Let's get this party going.
Hi, I'm Adonis Von Megadong, and you're listening to Conspiracy Beer Me.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And I'm Sam Mazzani. What's going on?
Yeah. What's up,
fellas?
This is episode number 140, where we're going to blow your mind about a race of mysterious redhead giants that basically are... secret to all humanity.
That's my microphone by accident.
Yeah. And if you're watching us on YouTube, like, subscribe, smash.
Yeah.
Smash.
We're at 495 subscribers. Let's get that to 500 by the end of today.
Yeah. If you're watching, you haven't subscribed, just
I didn't realize
subscribe,
we're doing
man.
That well on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Smash.
Smash the like shit button. Out of it.
Yeah.
Smash.
The amount
dick.
Of crappy. Also, listen, YouTube's got a war going on with conspiracy theories, and we're kind of the last people standing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because I think we don't believe a lot of it.
I would say
the
that
algorithm
we,
can't tell, though.
That's true.
Say we sprinkle in a little humor here and there, and YouTube's like, we're confused, right?
Yes. Also, if you like the podcast, please subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/conspiracybeerme, where you get an extra episode each week. And I know I've been saying this for a long time. The back catalog will be exclusive to the Patreon starting sometime this month. So if you like the podcast and you want to listen to more than the 10 most recent episodes, you're going to have to sign up for the Conspiracy Beer Me Patreon, where you will find a backlog of the other 130 episodes plus one bonus episode each week. It's just for the low, low price. We're $5 a month right now.
Yeah.
$5 a month.
$5 a month. The beginning of the month is a great time to sign up for the Patreon. Not
fix
only
your credit cards.
Well, I was about to get there. Yeah. Not only is it a good time to sign up because you get a whole new month's worth of stuff, it also helps us when the month clicks over and apparently a lot of you guys have the wrong credit card information in there and it does not let it run. Sign up for the Patreon.
And if you want to sample our last Patreon episode, we did release on YouTube. It's on McDonald's ice cream. Great episode. You can find it on YouTube if you want to get a sample. We have fun and we cut all this shit out, all this boring shit we're talking about right now. None of that. We get straight to the meat.
Straight meat.
So yeah, you can help. So you can help out the podcast in a number of ways. You can subscribe on YouTube. You can
give us $5 a month.
Subscribe to the Patreon, and you can also shoot us a review on your platform of choice, whether it's Spotify.
5 stars only.
Somebody got mad at us about something Trump definitely did say. But whatever.
we're to blame.
5-star OnlyFans.
Yeah, someone. Yeah, also. Yeah, someone claimed that. Whatever. We don't have to get into it. Some of the people listening to the show are fucking idiots. anyway.
Also, if you're a patron, we select a patron of the week. And
who you got?
This week, it's best name of any patron, Adonis Von Megadong.
Yeah.
Love that guy. He's been a patron since early 2020, sometime in January, February, he said. Favorite episode, which is a great one, is Underneath the Denver Airport, which if you haven't listened to, better do it quick, because that one's definitely going.
That's going
into the
archive,
because that one is a classic.
Ooh, yeah. You should call it the bunker.
Remember we called it. There's a blue horse that is featured heavily in that episode, and I think we called it Bluticrous. Someone was like, "It's Blucifer," but somehow it became Bluticrous. We were pretty drunk. That's back in the alcoholic days.
Back in the alcoholic days, back in the mix.
That McDonald's episode, I was as drunk as I used to always
You were drunk.
You were pretty lit.
I was five fingers deep on vodka.
Yeah, you
and
were
then I
fucked
slept
up.
The rest of the day.
Man, five fingers deep on vodka sounds like a...
Yep. Sounds like you have an extra finger.
Finish it.
Yeah.
Finish the riff.
Also, I just realized I accidentally opened a seltzer water, not a beer. So let me try this again.
Click clack. Oh,
there we go.
Click clack. Touch my sack. We're gonna be back. I think we haven't announced the date, but we will be in Raleigh in August. We're gonna lock it in.
We've announced a lot of dates, and all those we've changed.
This one will be for real because so this one will be for real because I will actually be able to attend.
Yeah, this will be good. This will be a live show. So if you're in the Raleigh area,
I won't be coming in via satellite, which is weird because we could just use the internet, but.
Right.
We were going to use satellite.
Yeah. We're going to put a big old dish on the comedy club.
We were going to use it. But yeah, I think we're going to finalize it, and I will be in attendance live on stage doing a little conspiracy beer.
Yeah. Maybe. Are we going to do stand up for that show?
Yeah. What are we going to do?
We should do stand up in that show.
I was going to do that.
We should. I should wait to do stand up until that show, and then just have it be my first show, and I'll
That's
just
fine.
Eat
I mean, honestly,
shit.
No, that, honestly, no, look, best situation I, to do I've it opened be for I opened for the MI Trash podcast.
Oh yeah, those guys are great,
and those guys are great. They're it's a funny podcast, and they're funny guys.
Are you garbage? Not MI Trash.
Are you garbage?
Wow, great.
And look, those guys, they murdered, and it didn't matter what they were funny, but they could have gone up there and just farted on stage.
Yeah. I can't wait until everybody sees how much of a crowd work hack I am now.
Oh, that's awesome.
What do you guys do for a living? That's gay.
Yeah. Hey, roasted.
And then, like, this guy's a genius.
Yeah. Well, look, what else?
That's the housekeeping. We're taking away the old episodes. Give us money. We're coming to Raleigh.
Oh, we got a couple updates because we talk about things and then they come back up and I'm like, that's really not enough for a whole episode, but we really should touch upon it.
Yeah.
I think most notably is that way back in April, we alerted people to the fact that we were entering into the 40-day blood sacrifice season.
And then somebody died.
We have been, unfortunately,
correct.
Eerily correct with this blood sacrifice.
Not unfortunate. People should be paying closer attention to us.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, for goddamn profits.
We said it's going to start on this day, and sure enough, like there was like a mass shooting that day.
To be fair, that's a pretty safe bet.
In America,
there's one every day.
Could you bet on the
shootings?
There's
Vegas one that you can bet
online.
On anything? Yeah, you can.
Yeah, like,
sure.
Is there not like a website?
There's a business opportunity there.
Here you go. Bet on the over under of how many people deaths? Will die in the next shooting.
Oh, that feels
that
good.
Capitalism
doesn't feel good.
That's
but
true.
It does mean, but that, but
does
that,
make money.
That is a good, that's a good sign.
Why don't you just bet on a, like a, whether a,
it's a big white,
someone's going to get an interception in a game or something.
No, stakes. Big white screen.
I feel like that's too easy to fix, isn't it? Like, didn't those guys?
You could be like, I was one short. Oops, now I'm at the number.
Those guys that did a streaking to get win the prop bet. Do you know that story?
You can't get the money if you do it.
Well, that's what happened to those guys.
Honestly, you should get the money if you do it.
Do you know what I'm talking about? At the Super Bowl, you can place prop bets at the Super Bowl. My kids placed them. They all won.
Did they really?
It was really, they got lucky. But these two guys placed a huge prop bet on whether there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl. And so what they did is they did a double whammy. One guy ran out, and the streaker has to cover a certain amount of yardage for it to count.
Really?
So they sent one guy out, and he just got fucking wham sauced in like the first 5 minutes. And then the second guy,
five minutes? He's really out there.
No. Like in the first 5 seconds.
Like, we can't get this guy. He's greased up.
He's all. It's like a pig.
The second guy came out and he made the prop bet, and it was those guys that placed the bet.
That's
and
genius.
Then Vegas was like, "That's not how it works, dude.
That's really funny to streak, but grease yourself up first."
Yeah, that's what I do when I go to protests.
Is that that's a protest tactic?
No, I just do it. Like, why is this guy naked protesting human rights? I'm like, I like the grease.
But here's the UI experience on the website. You just go to the website and it says, it's big white screen, big black text. It says the next shooting, and then it's a blank space. And then it says, or more / less will die. And then you just type in your number and you put your PayPal in. And the next thing you know, I keep 10% off everything. And then I donate.
And I donate
1% to the NRA, and then another 1% to anti NRA, negating anything that I'm doing. Yeah, and then I keep the other 8%.
Mm, the NONRA.
Yes.
Why do they always call it an active shooter? Do you really need the active in there?
Yeah, that's weird. Because don't they? I mean, no,
we have
one
a
just
passive,
pauses.
Passive shooter situation.
He doesn't really want
to
do it.
I like to imagine
sitting on a bench, wondering.
He's got a gun. I like sedentary shooter.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's like, this 95. Guy's a real, just, they, yeah, they really just judge his body type. Yeah, this guy was less of an active shooter, more of like a sedentary type, like, shooter. He's kind of a big, big chunky guy.
That Snorlax has an AK. Watch out.
He is dangerous unless you can walk. Then just, yeah,
everybody go up one flight of stairs and you can get away from him. He gets winded very easily.
Okay. Also, aside from the blood sacrifice season, which again, there was a mass shooting in Israel. There was an
active
shooter.
What happened?
What was it?
No.
I mean, what happened yesterday?
There was a festival called Lag Bomar.
Okay. Feast of Moloch.
Yeah.
It's it's like celebrating some, dude, they got some real obscure ones, I gotta be honest. And I know all of them because I live in a Hasidic neighborhood now, so they're always popping off about some shit.
They do have some, they, like, you never can keep up with their holidays.
Dude, listen to me. I didn't want to get into potentially anti-Semitic territory here, but I am, preface this by saying I'm Jewish, but 8 a.m. on the dot, blasting fucking landlord music as loud as possible.
What does that sound like? That
landlord music? Klezmer? It's just Jewish music, but
what does that sound? What does that sound?
Wait,
that
so like, Ariana Grande?
Klezmer? That klezmer sound?
It sounded. It just sounds like. It honestly sounded like music from Aladdin.
Interesting. I could get down with that.
No, you can't, because it was blocks away, and it was so loud in my apartment.
Are there not sound ordinances?
I thought they didn't believe in electricity.
It was Thursday.
Oh,
so they turned it. It cut off at Friday at like as soon as sundown went off.
Oh,
as soon
as the sun went down.
But dude, they're just black there, and there's.
They need another noise ordinance, like an.
They don't know,
because that would be really, that'd be religious persecution.
The cops, the cops are in their pocket here, dude.
How are they?
Yeah, they fucking, the cops show up and they go, they slide them a fucking latke filled with $100.
Yeah,
and they say keep the change, and then they go, wait a second, was that $100 bill? I thought that was $10 bill. Can you please get that back? Listen. I'm allowed to say all this because I'm black. anyway, yeah. So it's Lag Bomar. It's just like some festival about a rabbi, I think, like a very like famous
guy named Lag.
I wish my people partied this hard, man.
Well, that's the thing. So it wasn't like they. It's gonna sound like I'm making light of a tragedy here, but there were so many Jewish people hyped about getting into this venue to dance or party for Lag Bomar that they trampled 40
I heard about
Jews
that.
To death.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy.
It wasn't
that's
even
my
like,
favorite kind of mass killing.
Isn't that weird?
I think tramplings are great.
It wasn't like a shooting. There wasn't like a weird emergency. Someone didn't like yell fire or anything. It just literally, they were all like, dude, I can't wait to get in there and fucking dance.
It's COVID, man. That's what's going to be happening. As soon as these dance clubs open back up, like everybody's so damn horny and like ready to just,
it's gonna be like the roaring 20s.
But yeah, they smushed a bunch of people because they were trying to get in a dance.
Yeah, they said they couldn't identify a lot of them. I'm like,
how much did you guys want to dance?
Also, do you not slip at one point on somebody's?
This is where you go.
Dance floors are always a little sticky and like, I don't want to look down and see what I step.
This is where a Footloose type situation really starts to make sense. To me.
No dancing. I get it. I know.
How much of a twist in that plot would it be? Like, they're like you got to bring dancing back. And like, well, 50 people died last time you had a dance. And like, ooh. Maybe
honestly, I think if I were a club promoter, I think, if your club is so hot that 50 people died trying to get in, I think that's probably better for business, isn't it?
Oh, like, yeah, probably this is.
I probably assume so. But yeah, so it's
not that night, but
I mean, yeah.
So that was that. That's what happened. I don't know if that does that count. That was more of like an accidental death.
That's the blood sacrifice. Season,
okay.
Man. They probably got them all hopped up on what is that force energy?
Faith.
No. What is that thing that the reptiles feed off of?
Oh, adrenochrome.
Loosh. Yeah, they probably got them all hopped up on loosh. Well, also,
that was that. That happened. That was sad, but also kind of confusing when you read about it. You're like, I don't really understand what happened, but okay.
Also, more developments on a topic that we covered a while back on directed energy weapons.
Oh, yeah.
The Cuban embassy, the U.S. Cuban embassy, people were reporting mysterious illnesses, and they think it's some kind of weapon that is causing it. And now We have some confirmed cases on U.S. soil with the same symptoms. I think they call it the Havana syndrome.
Yeah.
And they're still not sure if it's psychosomatic, but there are people now within the military who are saying we are looking at a new kind of weapon here. We think that there might actually be a way that people are focusing these energy waves and causing this illness. So that's another recent development. I just wanted to just sort of point out. And if it continues to develop, yeah, maybe we'll revisit it. You know,
it feels like one we would have had by now. It doesn't feel like particularly sophisticated.
I think the U.S. has it. I don't think that's the issue. I think it's that somebody's using it on us own soil.
I think we have it. We pointed it at someone else and they said, I'm rubber, you're glue, and we got screwed.
Well, didn't they use it on protesters?
Well, that was a different thing. That's like a...
That sound thing.
That's a sound
Isn't
thing.
Is that the same thing though?
No, I think it's different.
No, they've been playing with these things for a while where like you can just focus a ray and like...
It's a sound thing.
Remember we told that like we had that gay bomb?
That was a stand-up bit that I tried to do that did not work.
I mean, try it again. You've gotten better.
Not really. Honestly, I've done less stand-up. Was that how that was really early on in the pod? Maybe I'll write that down.
They have all kinds of weapons that they've focused on that like can make people super Al-Gata. Horny, make people feel sick.
People be shooting
people
with that
confused.
Every day.
what was I gonna say about the sound thing sounds pretty funny, where it's just like they're slowly sweeping across the crowd and then it gets to you and it hits you and it's just Fran Drescher from The Nanny laughing. And you're like, ears, God. We gotta get out of here.
Yeah, they have those sound machines that I think they're illegal in the US, but not in Britain. It's like a frequency that teenagers can hear, but adults can hear.
They play those outside of buildings. There's a bunch of those in downtown Raleigh where it's like a weird chirping noise.
Yeah, that was at the newspaper building, but it closed. Yeah. So
only
let the birds over in there. Yeah, I can hear it. Nice.
You heard it?
Yeah. I'm old, but I'm young at heart.
I used to go out there in cool clothes and smoke a cigarette and go, you guys hear that young people noise? Yeah, me too.
It's the worst.
Oh, man. I love TikTok. Anyway, my ears hurt from this noise.
I'm so young. My ears are bleeding.
So let's pivot to our topic of today, which isn't necessarily in the current events, but our last Patreon was very current. But this one is one that this is a massive conspiracy. Oh. And I don't know that I've really even gotten that deep into it, but it let me start in Northern Nevada in a cave known as the Lovelock Cave.
Okay.
Just for the listeners, Shane and I really are going in this one blind. You didn't even text us about it.
Yeah. No, I didn't because I texted you guys and were like, any ideas for the pod? And no one answered me.
Well, I was hungover.
Yeah, that was at 8 this morning.
Yeah. No, I'm not mad about it. And then I was
I'm
going to go find something. And I found the first thing that's like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then it turned out to be really interesting.
Yeah, and if our fans think that we spend weeks researching, it's 15 minutes before the show.
I did it this morning. Yeah. I watched, I drank coffee and threw tennis balls to my dog and watched one YouTube video. And here we are. So,
nice.
This area at Lovelock Cave was once a lush paradise in the northern Nevada desert of, you know, just lakes and waterfowl and fish and shit. But about 4,000 years ago, it was dry and there were caves there. And there was a habitat for these Native Americans known as the Paiutes. Probably not the right way to say that.
How do you spell it?
Paiutes.
Yeah, Paiutes.
Paiutes.
Or Paiutes. Maybe Paiutes, because the Utes.
I just call them the Washington football team. Is what
perfect.
I
yeah. Paiutes.
But the Paiutes, they tried to move into Lovelock Cave, right? They were like, this is great. We get out of the sun. We're protected from the elements, blah, blah, blah. But when they tried to move in,
it might be the Paiute.
Paiutes?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I've heard of them.
Paiutes. Why would you add a CHT sound?
Well, because it's probably an approximation of how P-I-T-U, P-2?
P-A-I-U. Oh, no,
yeah, no, I Paiju.
Doesn't matter, but
okay.
Maybe. What matters to them?
Says the white man.
Yeah, says the white man.
No, I'm happy to call them by their
pale face.
Yeah, but, yeah. All right,
but it is.
This is a little bighorn. Like,
they say it's their land. Well, they say that
it's Paiju. Yeah. I think Paiju. I'm very respectful to the indigenous Americans.
I am very respectful to the ones that live next door. Indigenous.
I love the indigenous.
Okay, but these indigenous, which in some case they might not be indigenous based on what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, cool.
They go into the cave and there they were like, oh shit, we got a massive problem. And I literally mean massive, because they encountered these giants.
That's pretty cool.
With red hair.
Like, okay.
Like pale, you know, typical ginger looking. Now,
I'm in.
People,
how horrifying of a discovery, just a cave filled with pasty, tall ginger people.
That sounds amazing to me.
Yeah.
No, definitely not my fetish.
You just close. Oh, yeah. Just big.
No ginger, trampling to get into that cave.
Yeah. Big ginger bimbos trampling on you. Fucking and Amazonian gingers.
Stepping on my throat. Yeah, definitely not what I'm into.
Not my kink. Not at all.
9 foot ginger lady shoving you right up her butt.
So. this is part of what did you say?
Paiute.
This is part of Paiute oral tradition.
I bet it is.
Mm-hmm. And it's been confirmed by archaeological work, skeletons of abnormal size and red hair. It's a little bit, the archaeological record's a little bit confusing.
The hair?
Yeah, no, they find hair.
Yeah, it's very dry in the desert. So yeah, that wouldn't biodegrade or just degrade, as the case may be.
So
I guess
I was wondering, you guys, I got a theory.
Okay, you already at final thoughts?
No, about getting hair in your mouth. do humans have a built-in response to getting hair in their mouth that like makes them gag because we know that we can't digest it?
No, that can't be it. It's just gross.
But why is it gross?
Like, I can put shit in my mouth and I can digest it, but I definitely will gag.
But I'm saying, but hair doesn't taste bad.
But it feels weird.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they have angel hair pasta, but they don't have cat hair pasta.
But that's what
I'm
saying. I'm saying is you're. Yeah, that's what I'm
curly
saying.
Curly hair is immediate. Like,
that's what I thought. I thought about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, is your body, do we have like an innate response to getting hair in our mouth? Cause we know that we can't break it down. And that's why we process it as going, oh God, get it out.
Possibly.
Well, fucking really shoot down me being smart. I don't like this. That's the last time I participated.
Well,
listen,
don't test out your dissertation ideas.
Excuse me. Time to mute my mic. Go play Xbox. So,
I don't know. This cave was discovered, archaeological remains were discovered, I think in 1911 by, and I don't know what these guys, I didn't look at this, but they're guano miners.
Oh yeah.
I know what guano is.
Yeah.
Why were they mining guano?
Oh, I actually watched something on this
recently.
Well,
they just call it miners because it's in a cave. I think anything you do in a cave is mining.
Well, I understand why they're called miners, but why are they mining guano? So, for any of our listeners that don't know, is just
someone recently
shit.
Posted this on a UFO subreddit, and they were trying to figure out why UFOs might be interested in certain places.
Oh, it's fertilizer.
And then it went through the whole fertilizer. They
don't
went through this
it.
Whole thing about how guano. They used to use phosphorus, and there's only so much phosphorus. So then they went to a natural version of it, which is in guano, and now guano's running low, so they're trying to find new ways to farm. So that's it's a pretty, but it was on a UFO subreddit, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
interesting. So maybe that's
huge plot point in Ace Ventura 2.
Oh wow.
Oh okay. Yeah.
Yeah, huge plot point in Ace
I stopped
Ventura,
after
Call of the Wild.
Ventura. I didn't.
You missed
Ace
the whole
Ventura
Rhino 2 scene.
Didn't really.
Oh, dude, Ace Ventura 2 is a
class,
a good follow. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with this.
It's okay. Better than Bill and Ted's too.
Didn't look.
Yeah, I believe that.
Worthy of my time. All right.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of classic moments in Ace Ventura 2 when he's at the. Oh, we don't have to do this.
By the way, the
when they find him at the
credit.
Temple.
Credit to the Paiutes. They killed off the giants by flooding the cave and then sealing it closed and just drowning them to death.
Well, that seems mean.
I honestly think that's the proper response to finding a bunch of pasty, weird gingers in a cave. Yeah. Yeah. You go seal the cave and fill it with water.
they killed them off and then the remains were found. Now, there is a little bit of a debate as to whether because Native Americans at this time, 5 feet was considered tall.
Oh, yeah. So they
were like, it'd be like, you know,
wait, are Native Americans short?
They were 4,000 years ago. Yeah. So,
wow.
So they were like, maybe these were just like, you know, average height people and they called them giants. But it has been confirmed that these folks existed, which is interesting because we look at all Native American, not all tribes, but a plethora of Native American tribes share similar folklore about encountering red-haired giants in the past. And red hair, I mean, I think everyone knows that is a bit of a cultural and anthropological mystery in and of itself. It's extremely rare. Less than 2%, probably more like 1% of the population has red hair, or not even has red hair, carries the genes that you need to combine for red hair. I mean, there are places where it's prevalent, most notably in the British Isles, but that's because it's an island with a high concentration of the genes. So therefore you tend to marry, and the more inbred a culture is, the more common you might see the red hair gene.
Yeah, give me the inbred redheads.
It's found in every culture. Every continent has the red hair gene. They were once considered witches.
Nice. I believe it.
Yeah, and they were burned at the stake. They've been the fascination of scientists for years. My favorite study was an 1886 study by Dr. Augustine Gallopin, he did a study and found that redheaded women emit a distinct aroma that is sexually intoxicating. So they're able.
I confirm this.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's repulsive to me.
Yeah. Well,
I like redhead girls.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, let's.
And men.
I
mean, do men put off the same vibe, the same smell as well?
Redheaded men is a bad look.
Well, here, let me just say this. So I worked with someone once that was a redhead, and she said that she had an animalistic reaction to other redheads.
Like, yeah, that's true.
She wanted to be with them, and she couldn't describe it. She couldn't explain why.
Yeah, there's a real cult
around
the redhead.
She sounds like she just likes attention.
I mean,
that's probably true.
This feels very much like stupid thing somebody says to get attention. You go,
I know we have
back to work.
That's right. And I was like, I'm not really a redhead. She's like, oh.
We have at least one very.
Every time I see Ronald McDonald, I just want to fuck his brains out.
Like, yeah, that right, stupid lady, ass. Look at his big feet. Stupid clown shoes.
Well, Ronald McDonald's going to get canceled for doing whiteface.
We have at least one good faithful fan who's
redhead.
Yeah.
Is it
just
a man?
One?
No, she. I don't know. We may have more. I just know one.
If it's a redheaded man, ugh.
But I think, you don't see a lot of average looking redhead
not
women
bad.
Or men.
Oh, yeah. I think I had a similar theory that redheaded people exist on, they don't exist in the middle of the spectrum.
No, they don't.
They're either very, very, very attractive or you're like, dear God, seal the cave.
Flood it. Flood it.
My God, seal the cave. Fill it up with water.
Yeah. And probably the bigger they get, the more gigantic they are.
I don't know. I feel like a giant redheaded woman. I'm coming around on this, Shane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Put me between her breasts. I want her to be really big. I want her to be like 25 feet tall and put me between her breasts.
But they
little necklace.
Like a lob mic.
They've been the fascination, redheads of science, for so long because it is a completely different DNA. This one, I can't remember the name of the DNA strand that is involved, but it's a mutation. It's completely different. And so by extension, they display as a group a number of abilities.
This might be an overshare, but I had sex with a redheaded girl one time a long time ago. There was one time we were like hooking up a little bit, but she did she make like baby noises when we had sex?
Oh no.
It was so awful. was very off-putting.
Feed me.
Not like that.
Horrible.
She's like, I poopy my diaper now.
She started singing Dora the Explorer songs.
No, but she made like these like, they were like weird anime / baby girl, like baby voices. Like
noises. That anime stuff really
she
no creepy. Good.
She crossing her eyes and sticking out her tongue.
No, but yeah.
Was her private parts blurred out?
I wish. No good, though. I didn't like it.
Well.
Not a fan. I did go back several times because I wasn't having sex with anybody else at the time. So it's so all funny. Right. It's so funny as a man to be like, I didn't enjoy that. Also, no one else is having sex with me. I will be back in a week.
Well, you're not so selective as a man, for sure.
Yeah, you're like, that was unpleasant, honestly, but I will be returning.
Yeah, it's like, it wasn't fun. It actually hurt, but I am not getting anywhere else.
Well, food is better than no food. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, that's kind of how it is with dudes. You're like, I mean, pussy's better than no pussy. I mean, but also,
yeah,
that was very upsetting pussy. Anyway, I hope she's doing well.
Well, that's here are some demonstrable.
Like, what is happening?
Here are some demonstrable qualities of redheads have been scientifically proven. These are not anecdotal. These are things that they've tested. One is that on the whole, redheads are more intelligent than the general population.
She was very smart. I feel like I'm about to give away too many.
Yeah, but she did sleep with you.
She was in the, this is like way too much identifying information. She was in a very prestigious program at NC State.
Oh, Redhead Club?
Yeah. No, like for real. She was in a very, like, she was in a very smart part of the school.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
And her name, I don't want to give too much information.
No. Revealing more.
But her full name is, and here's a picture of her in the description of the podcast.
Yes.
So she is dating a guy that, and they've been together for a really long time, that just looks like me, but Latino.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Very funny.
So like you.
No, like it's, I'll show you a picture.
Just a little darker skin.
It's very funny.
You could pass as Latino.
No, I could not.
If you got a little dark.
Yeah, put a little bronzer on.
Yeah, put a tan on it.
Yeah, get caught in the little Rachel Dolezal controversy. Yeah. My name is Samuel.
And like, Samuel Mazzone.
I've always felt a bit. My name is Samuel Mazzone. Well, that's like an Italian guy. Anyway, where are we going?
All right. Redheads can detect changes in the weather. Their bodies are sensitive to pressure changes and temperature swings, and so they can anticipate. So they're more sensitive to extreme heat and extreme cold, but also they can, I am.
Me too.
Redhead.
Me too. We both can confirm this, right?
Yeah.
I'm Jewish and we have the same problem. It's getting drafty in here.
Ugh, shut that.
Well, it's easy to detect changes in the weather when your people change the weather, Sam.
Dude, Jewish gingers. What a disastrous. God.
Definitely burned them at the stake.
What a truly disastrous, unfortunate chain of events.
Redheads have a notable higher threshold for pain.
I thought it was lower.
No, I heard higher.
I heard
higher.
It was low.
That's why they're always in like BDSM videos. Because they're like, I can't feel it. Shove a grape up. Well, I don't know why it would be a grape. Shove a grapefruit up my ass.
look, this is... I'm sure that you could find another, but this is what this thing said.
That's why she selected me to be her partner, because she's like, I can't feel the pain of your enormous penis. And I'm like,
right?
Why are you laying on so thick right now? We all know we're looking at this thing.
Apparently redheads are big liars too.
They also lie about someone having a big penis.
Son of a bitch. Here's the most interesting one, and gets us into a little bit of science, but redheads don't need as much vitamin D, which is interesting.
Yeah, but every redhead I've ever talked to is always complaining about being tired or frail. So maybe they do.
I don't think that has to do with vitamin D.
Maybe something else.
I mean, the idea is that we get most of our vitamin D from the sun, and the red hair and pale skin that we associate with redheads absorbs vitamin D much quicker from the sun. That's also, by the way, why redheads get sunburned and get skin cancer very easily. But this is what scientists have used to sort of try to figure out where the redheaded mutation came from. And this is what science says.
Okay.
Science believes that the red-haired mutation was born in Central Asia about 100,000 years ago. And they believe that as people migrated into farming, they headed up into the Central Asian, are they called steppes or steppes?
Yeah, steppes.
Steppes.
Mm-hmm.
Steppes. And they're high elevation. They're higher elevation, and so there's less, there was more limited sunlight. And so over time, they developed this mutation to help them, because lack of vitamin D leads to weak bones and rickets in children. And so eventually they evolved into this redheaded, you know, pale skin to absorb more vitamin D.
Oh.
So that's the now, look, that's not correct because we didn't find the remains of a redheaded person until like 40,000 BC. And it doesn't explain the proliferation of redheads throughout the world very well. But what it basically doesn't do is take into account the numerous, numerous anthropological and cultural, archaeological and anthropological stories that suggest there is a race of giant redheads that have existed for some time.
Okay.
So it just sort of steps over that.
Steps over the steps.
Yeah. And apparently numerous of these skeletons have been found in North America, giants with red hair, and they've been sent to the Smithsonian, but all of them have been mysteriously misplaced.
Oh, weird.
Man.
And in 2002, a former military officer named Stephen Quayle told the story that he and his soldiers were in Afghanistan and a U.S. Army squad went missing. So he was part of Special Ops. So they sent Special Ops in to go look for these missing soldiers. And they found at the front of a large cave, like you kind of find in Afghanistan, they found broken U.S. military equipment and scattered gear all over the entrance of the cave. And so they went in and they encountered a 12 to 15 foot redheaded six digit double tooth humanoid. Who attacked the soldiers.
What the
fuck? And Dan himself was impaled with a giant spear. And then he attacked the other squad. And then the witnesses say it took about 30 seconds to fire him down. Like, literally pelting him with gunfire for 30 seconds until he eventually,
jeez.
And so they eventually brought him back and, they were even like photographs took, but when they got back, there was already like US government officials there who took the body, had them sign non-disclosure paperwork and completely covered the story up. And eventually Stephen Quayle. Stephen Quayle said that he broke his silence because people have a right to know what's going on our planet. But the government was immediately like, yeah, this is nobody's giants. Now, there have been reports of red-headed giant encounters in Alaska, upper Minnesota. There are people in Alaska who believe that these red-haired giants are actually that like Sasquatch and Dogman are like subservient to these red-haired giants. Like they're
dang,
like,
why
like
do they all
pets.
Have like these weird, why do all this, like why does this ugly race have like a exclusively has a bunch of parallel ugly pets?
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Not really.
Feels, I mean, like we have a bunch of good looking servants. Why don't they, I mean, it's just they probably think they're attractive servants. They're probably like Bigfoot's hot as shit.
Yeah,
I mean it's all in the eye of the beholder, right?
Imagine you ever notice a big, giant redhead and trying to boss around a Bigfoot like you, but he has some level of superiority.
No, I
hate it when
that,
he calls me skunk ape.
Have you ever noticed it? Like if you ever see,
don't you ever use that word on us? Like that's our word.
Like rarely do you see an attractive woman driving an unattractive car. Extremely rare.
Yeah, that is rare.
It's extremely.
I would
rare.
Agree with that.
You said,
I mean, probably not in New York.
I knew plenty of hot girls that had shit box
maybe
cars.
Maybe in college. What? Maybe in college. But as you get older, it's
you never see
changes.
like I don't. I mean, I know attractiveness is subjective, but You never see
fuck that girl in that car.
Yeah, you know they're always driving some like Toyota Land Cruiser or some bullshit.
Same can be said for dudes too. I would say, yeah, I would say
ugly dudes driving.
That's why I drove a Prius.
I'll even say this: any car that's really nice over like 100K, usually an ugly dude driving it.
No way.
Yeah, because he's trying to attract all
attractive
people.
I'm going to drive a Tesla because I want to live inside of an iPhone.
That's, you're proving my point, sir.
I'm hot.
Yeah, I drive a mid-range, and I'm just mid-range hot, so I get it.
If I was a very big guy, I would drive a very small car because it just would be,
like,
I think,
a Miata.
This is going to be very humorous for everybody else.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bean
Clown.
Car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that I would make a purchase just to do a bit always, but... But if I was like a 6'7" guy, like 260 pounds, I would just drive the smallest car, a Nissan Leaf. Yeah. Like, hey, I'm here. Yeah. Every time I hit a turn, it just tips over.
That's comedy. Contrast.
I'm like, how funny was this, guys? They're like, this is ridiculous.
AAA is like, listen, this isn't funny, dude. We'll tow you once.
This is a ridiculous commitment to a not that good bit.
We need to pause, I think, because aside from the modern, sightings of these things, which have occurred in North America and other places like Afghanistan. And also, you might remember that in Tartaria, when we did the Tartaria episode, there were some fossil records of giant redheads who were part of Tartaria. But when we start looking around at what influence giant redheads might have had on ancient civilization, they pop up everywhere.
Oh,
so if you go look at the Easter Island, which has these giant heads that everyone knows about,
and bodies underground,
yeah, you find and buried at Easter Island, you find giant red-haired skeletons. Turns out, it was giant redheads who designed the Egyptian pyramids. Like, I had no idea that red hair was so important to the ancient Egyptians that the richest of the rich would create this hair dye and dye their hair red.
All the old men in India have red hair dye because they use henna.
Yeah, that's cool. What, yeah.
It starts black and in a week it turns red and you're like, man, you got to redo that hair.
They loved redheads so much that they would take red hair and scatter it through fans into the dirt. And the idea was that they believed that it was a sacrifice to Osiris, and that Osiris would grow more redheads to help the Egyptian people. It was part of this whole cycle of like death and rebirth that they believed in. But it was these redheads who apparently were considered to be the people who designed the pyramids in ancient Egypt.
Mm.
Which I thought was pretty crazy. And you may know of what are called the Paracas of South America. You ever heard of the Paracas?
No.
Well, you've probably heard of the tribe of Native South Americans who had elongated skulls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those are the Paracas.
Okay. Whoa,
guess what color their hair was?
Red.
Red. They were red-headed. Damn, South Americans with these giant heads and incredibly sophisticated technology. In fact, we've talked about the Nazca lines, which if you're listening and you don't know, the Nazca lines are these lines kind of scarred across the desert that are only visible from airspace, which begs the question is why would primitive people, how would they design art, massive art that was only... You could only design it if you could see it from a bird's eye view, and then you could only see it from a bird's eye view. How would they, why would they do that? Well, the Paracas designed lines like that prior to the Nazca in the area. So we have this like race of highly advanced, specialized people in South America who have elongated skulls. They're often depicted as giants, but they definitely had red hair.
And maybe those lines they just drew as if it was for them to look at. So like maybe it wasn't for the air, tall. They're just real tall.
Oh, yeah,
and we see it.
That's
it's like if someone awesome. Like draws on top of a counter, a little kid can't see it. They're like, man, you need an airplane to see this thing up here. It's like, no, I'm just a tall adult.
Yeah, I'm just fully grown. Yeah. Plus their skull was so big. Maybe that Maybe that has something to do.
They did that on purpose, though. Didn't they, like, squish them on purpose?
No, no, no. These, the Paracas, that was their natural skull. They were giant. The people that sort of worshipped them.
Oh, they squished
them. They tried to make their heads like that, right?
Right. So, like, the people that tried to look like,
yeah,
Michael Jackson, and have gone through so much plastic surgery, they now look like
you
haven't seen that person? There's like people that like try to look like Michael Jackson. Oh,
because Michael Jackson was always doing stuff to not look like Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah, and now there's people trying to look like that guy.
I would argue that he was doing stuff to look like what he thought the real Michael Jackson looked like.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm very accepting this episode. I don't know. I'm feeling a lot of like hate and negativity from you guys. And I think that he knew what his true self was. And he's like, I look like this and I molest like this. And these are,
but you know, I mean, look, I don't begrudge anybody for doing something plastic, whatever, but there is definitely like a point where it's clearly dysmorphia and you're like,
no,
like that mustache with Sam. Ayo.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no. But you know what I'm talking about. Those,
just
like,
kidding.
That.
I want to get crazy plastic surgery. You know what I want to do?
Get some big tits.
No, I want to get all my facial features moved even more centralized into my face.
Oh, so closer together.
I want to make the left.
Yeah, my
and
eyes
right
and
half.
My mouth and my nose. I want it to be all like in a little circle. Right.
I can Photoshop that for you if you want to see what that would look like.
Absolutely.
I want to make my left and right face exactly symmetrical because it would just freak people out.
That
like,
would
they
be
wouldn't
freaky.
Know. They wouldn't know why. They'd just be like, something's weird with that dude.
Bring everything. I want to bring everything in because like if you look at the side, it's already pretty all centralized in one spot on my head. I want it even more.
Yeah, you're right, dude. Yeah.
Right? How good would that look? You're like, what's
not,
up with this
not
guy?
Great, man.
Right. Like, not good.
Good
not
luck.
Good looks.
Booked.
I can't wait to get booked with my fucking weird ass centralized facial features.
Yeah. Well, this.
I love you're like trying to figure out what to do with this.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what he's. I don't know what this is. I
can't tell if you're being serious. It sounds.
I feel like the only way to get this done is that you'd have to get you because you can't move facial features.
Yeah, you can.
You'd have to build out around my head.
Oh yeah, you need brain swelling, Sam. That's all we gotta do. We just gotta
gotta do what these Paracas worshippers did. You gotta elongate the skull, but you need to widen the skull.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can't like move my eyes and mouth and nose together. You'd have to build around it to create the illusion. That they are
this is
together.
So DC villain stuff, really.
Right? Well, I mean, that's always been my destiny. Yeah. Has that not always been where
a villain in the second best cartoon universe?
I mean, just not necessarily that part, but just some strange change to my body to facilitate me being incredibly evil.
Yeah,
I feel like that was always.
Usually, though, that villainy begins with some sort of tragedy that the person just doesn't emotionally recover from.
Right. Not getting booked enough.
Sam's life. Yeah.
I mean,
it's a constant struggle of not getting booked enough where I just can't stop being beat up upon for not getting the spots I deserve.
I think this is just the Joker. This is just.
No, because he's like, I'm about chaos. Woo. And I'm just like, I want to put all my stuff in the center of my head. That's really my. Honestly, I feel like Batman would just be like, just put his stuff in the middle of his head so you can stop.
That's all he wants.
He just wants to get his stuff in the middle of his hilarious. Head. Can we just
help him out? He'll stop all the crime. If you he'll just
stop.
Batman needs like a go-go Badgett. That's go-go Gadget.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
What does Batman say before he pulls something off the utility belt?
He tells you what it is. So he
tells
Batarang or like,
he's a social worker. He's like,
I like that. I think it's a really funny idea that Batman listens to like me do my monologue and then goes, hey, I think it would just be easier if we did it for him than if I fought him.
Right.
I think if we just, and I'm just all confused by it, but like, what about all the people I have suspended over this vat? You're like, well, don't do that. How much is, I'm very rich. We could just build, explain to me again. You want plastic surgery? Yeah. I want to make my head bigger so that everything looks smaller in the center.
That's what I'm talking about. This is early intervention is essentially what Batman's.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis could have stopped crime by just investing in mental health care in Gotham. Bruce Willis. What is his name? Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Campbell.
The boss. Bruce Johnson. I'm the boss.
What is his name? Bruce Banner?
Bruce Banner.
What is his fucking name?
Wayne Gretzky. No. Yeah. Bruce Wayne.
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Brady could have solved it by having a song, like a lip sync show.
You gotta fly to where the Joker is, not where the Joker's going, not where the Joker is.
Right.
Bruce Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, you gotta look. Yeah. If Gotham didn't have the best school system, then Bruce Willis was a failure.
Bruce Wayne.
I know. It's a callback.
I love Bruce. Do you think Bruce Willis would be a good Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, I think he would be.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know. Maybe. You guys would make me homesick for going to the movies.
Then again, if you asked me if I thought Michael Keaton would have made a good Batman, I would have said no. But I
no, Mr. Mom, get out of here.
I like Michael Keaton Batman.
I like
He's
Michael
coming
Keaton
back.
Like we got to go back. That's going to be the new trend. These movies are going to get all campy again.
They probably will.
Yeah.
The George Clooney camping, I couldn't take
it. I love it, dude. I want Batman with nips.
Nips, hot nips.
Nips on the
on
suit.
The bat suit.
Yeah, he fucking gets the Joker. He holds him down. He's like, suck my nipple until I come, Joker.
Joker's
like, even I think this is crazy.
Yeah, this is weird. Harley Quinn, help me.
Yeah. So,
riddle me this, Batman. Don't molest me.
Here, okay,
what
so,
is this episode about, boys? Where
I don't even
we?
Know.
Well, here's where we are.
I haven't been paying attention. I'm too busy photoshopping your face small.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah. By the end of this episode, it's gonna be.
I bought a new jacket during this one. I went back to the old well. I'm buying clothes sometimes.
I'm glad I spent hours researching this stuff. So here's
I need
where
a summer jacket.
This is kind of my final thought, but where the conspiracy?
Are we at the end?
No.
Oh, well, yeah, dude, we have 8 minutes left.
Oh man, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I know.
We should keep this up.
Look, we're not
marathon,
done.
Marathon.
I'm going to get you somewhere with this next thing.
Okay, yeah, I'm on the bus.
the pigment found in red hair, what makes it red is called pheomelanin.
Yeah, okay.
Pheomelanin. Mm-hmm. Essentially, the cytogenic location of it is called 16q24.3, which is a long arm chromosome.
Yeah, long form chromosome.
And normal people don't have it. And now, what scientists are saying is that it's so peculiar that it's a mutation that did not happen on Earth.
Oh, really?
Some bitch.
So it's like they think now, if you think about that and you're like, wait a second, that starts to make some sense, because what would happen if aliens came down to Earth and they're like, we're going to try to inhabit this world? The problem that we're running into is that we're not able to absorb the amount of vitamin D that it takes to exist. Because here's what I think about life in the universe. I think that what governs life in the universe is the ability to eat light, like the sun. I mean, light, all life as we would understand it revolves around a solar system, a sun
right.
system.
Some
and so it's the ability for something to eat light. Plants, I mean,
yeah, converting the
right.
the most abundant
oh, yeah.
source of energy in
that's
the universe
the, exactly.
into something that humans can
right
that makes
well,
sense.
Life,
now,
life can process
now, everything that I mean. Now, to be clear, there's more life on Earth that doesn't use light than there is that does. I mean,
right. Do they all use light to some extent?
Not below the ocean surface.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what most life in the universe is the heat eaters that live in the ocean. The light eaters on the top surface, the top of the ocean and on the surface of the land, we all use light. And if an intelligent creature came here and said, in order to have, you know, inhabit this surface, we need to
that's exactly what I was talking about, by the way. He sent me a picture of what the procedure I want done.
I'll keep going, sorry.
We'll put it on the Patreon, sorry.
Oh yeah, it's really good. It looks like is it Squidward or something?
Oh, Squidward, whatever.
Squidward, is that?
I don't know. I don't have kids.
I think that you would need to find a way that your species could absorb light, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, like, scientists are saying that, like, maybe this is some alien mutation here. And this gets interesting because if you go look at the Bible, the Old Testament of the Bible, and you look at Genesis mentions what has always been a mystery to biblical scholars, what are called the Nephilites.
Oh, yeah, right? The Nephilim.
Nephilites, right? Yeah, the Nephilim were supposedly a race of giants that were the offspring of the son of the gods and the daughters of men, right? And they were described as giants, and they pop up at different times in the Bible.
And Goliath?
Goliath was a Nephilim. Mm. And so these giants who some people, some of the biblical folklore, mythology, or whatever you want to call it, claims that they were the children of fallen angels and women, humans, right? But that, I just think that brings up this interesting idea that, like, I mean, I think we've kind of...
I might use this picture and put dates on the forehead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that the point here is that we've always kind of said that some of these ancient sacred texts that mention, you know, sun gods and gods descending from the heavens and things like that, they're probably more likely alien visitations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we have these aliens that come down and they're like, we just need to breed with these people and mutate our genes to make a skin and hair color that will allow us to absorb enough vitamin D where we don't die immediately, that would give birth to this race of red-haired giants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, right, became pretty prosperous. And then some of them, I think, maybe reverted to a more primitive form and lived in caves. But we see evidence of them in Tartaria, the Paracas, and other places that they're incredibly sophisticated in intelligence. And then I'd also explain some of these mutations and special characteristics that we associate with redheads. So
okay. That's interesting. So so there's no way you can make a redhead out of genes that are brown hair and blonde hair.
Well, like all genes, it takes two to make the redhead.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Now that said, it
takes two to tango.
Dumbass
redhead.
When I was growing up, I had reddish hair. It was a light red. It wasn't that bright red. It was a lighter blondish red, strawberry blonde, I think is what.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of my kids, I say two of my children, like when they're in the summertime and they get sun, you can start to see red streaks.
Oh man, I apologize for talking shit about red.
Besides
your
have, boy,
your boys are very handsome. I meant to say,
I also have.
We're just goofing.
The pale, freckled skin that you associate redheads.
Me too.
But my wife does not, so I don't know how my kids got it, but. That aside, you need two people that carry the gene. Lots of people can carry the gene.
I carry for sure.
Well, I should say lots of people, I mean 1-2% of the population carry.
Do you think
people
would get mad if I had a redhead kid and I put him in a cave and drowned him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they'd be mad about the redhead part, but not the rest.
Not if they were a giant.
I'll phrase it. let me phrase that in a Twitter question. Just taking the temperature of the room, if I had a redhead kid and I drowned him in a cave, sound off in the comments if you think that's bad.
Yeah. Wrong answers only.
Wrong answers only. They're like, yeah, yes.
Yes.
First comment, white men suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Redheads are they're losing numbers, aren't they? Aren't they at
yeah, of course, because they're a recessive
people are gonna go
trait.
Extinct. Yeah. And like Sam said, they're either hot or they're not, and there's probably more knots.
The last of the Red Heekins.
Also,
Daniel Day-Lewis as a redheaded man being like, I'm the last. I don't know. What's that movie about?
I don't know. We almost watched it the other night. I've never seen
last
it.
Last of the Red Heekins. Is that what you
think?
Said?
I think we did watch
last
it.
Of the Red Heekins.
Gina awesome. And I watched it the other night, but I think I was so inebriated. I have no recollection of this movie.
Doesn't he play a Native American?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Dude, No.
He plays Pfeiffer to the inner city, right?
Yeah, he's that's a racist set of books. There's no doubt about that. It's Henry Longfellow, whatever's.
Oh yeah, I gotta look. Maybe that.
What's his? He's like an American that was raised by
Nathaniel Hawkeye. Yeah, that's Nathaniel Hawkeye Poe.
Yeah, he's this typical great white savior of the Native Americans. He's like,
That's almost
raised
not,
by that could easily Native be, Americans.
Yeah, and, that could easily be a comedic premise. You could really make that into a comic where he's just like.
Man, this is blowing my mind.
This isn't gonna fly.
This blew my mind. I watched this month and I have no recollection of this movie. I gotta dial it back. I'm partying too hard.
My man drunk as shit.
Man, I've been smoking.
Imagine he just he's like, it's just Daniel Day-Lewis. He's like, how?
Wow.
Thank you so much for coming to my tribe. Poe.
All those books were so racist, man.
Well, yeah, it's like, how can you? It's like, let me make a Native American story, but insert a white man into the middle of it
to make be the hero because the Native American constantly needs teaching by the white man.
Right,
you know? Right. And they're like, you know what we need by the white man for you guys to stop giving us blankets.
Yeah, stop that. Syphilis. That was bad. Yeah, they're like, we only did it once. It's like enough.
Yeah, like, it's enough. Yeah, because we keep the blankets are soft and we have. It's a real double-edged sword for us because you like the blankets.
Yeah, they're good.
Like the small.
What is this, cashmere?
Every time we were like, well, I'm pretty sure I washed all of it off, and they're like, no.
How did they not?
Sick.
I don't understand why they didn't make blankets. How did they not fear? They had blankets. Right?
They had blankets. Just, I think it was
a nice of blankets.
It's like when you go to someone's house and you give them a bottle of wine. You're like, well, I already have wine, but thank you for the gesture.
It's so funny to imagine the Native Americans. They're like. We have this new thing for you. You've never probably seen anything that's like this. We call it a blanket, and you cover yourself when you're cold. And the American's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, definitely. Thanks.
Just use it because it's a nice thing to do. Just use it while they're here.
We've definitely not thought of, covering ourselves when it's cold out.
Yeah, definitely didn't think of that.
Hide our blankets. Yeah, we'll definitely use the – anybody This is very nice.
Yeah, it's great. Don't be rude. Tell them it's nice.
That's very nice. Thank you so much for these blankets.
What blankets had smallpox?
Yeah, smallpox blankets. They're like, we got to get rid of these blankets full of smallpox.
That's hilarious.
I feel like that.
You got a store with a, you're like, hey, I was looking for a blanket. Do you have the non-smallpox version?
Well, I feel like they didn't know,
I don't think they knew it had smallpox on it. I think they're like, we're trying to donate. Yeah, it's like when you give a piece of someone, you're like donating shoes and you're like,
sure.
No, I think
the white man would never intentionally give the Native Americans anything harmful for
it.
Did
they know about viruses and stuff like that?
That's what I'm going to say. I'm like, I feel like they knew that it had smallpox on it, but I also don't think they knew that smallpox was like, you couldn't see it. So I feel like on a corner of the blanket, there had to have been just like, a big snot spot, and they're like, ew, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, get rid of this.
Oh, sorry, don't mind that. I think somebody might have busted on it during the trip.
You can wash
over.
That.
We were on the Mayflower for a while. We got pretty lonely. I guess somebody got into the blankets and jerked off. They're like, I guess we'll keep
it. Been there, done that on an airplane, man. You just leave that for the next
what?
One.
Gross. Gross.
You blew your nose.
Says Sam, who used to jerk into the carpet.
No,
his
I blew
room
a, load,
right
I blew a straight
feet.
Load into a blanket.
On a plane?
Were you by yourself?
No, a woman did it for me.
My
girlfriend. But nice. I did wipe it on the blanket and just leave it for the next person.
Well, they wash them. They don't just give you the next blanket. They put them in a bag. In the 60s when you could smoke and do crazy shit?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely when you could
smoke.
It must have
been in the 60s when you could beat off on a plane.
Yeah.
You used to be able to beat off on planes, jump out the back with money.
Back in my day, they used to serve you in Manhattan on the plane. As soon as you got on, you used to be able to bust into those blankets. I think one of those things is true.
Yeah, I believe so.
They used to let you just openly beat off on the plane. They're like, that was never true.
You did not get caught. Yeah, those little things on the armrest that you can open and close. Those aren't ashtrays. Those are cum trays.
It's a cum tray.
Yeah.
Imagine. Imagine trying to put
I think
your
there was definitely probably more grab ass getting played back in the day with the old.
Oh, attendants. I feel bad for them. I don't know.
Yeah,
how
that was awful.
No, they loved it. Ladies,
oh, Jesus
ladies
Christ.
Love it, dude.
Oh, man. Hot take by Sam.
They may say they don't like it. They're lying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's the end of the episode. It's okay.
Daniel Day-Lewis, is he the one that can play all those characters so well?
Yes.
Okay. I had an idea. This is
he's all the characters in this
movie. I want to go back and do shots of old movies like Forrest Gump and just zoom in on the park bench and Daniel Day-Lewis is playing the park bench.
I had a stand-up that was like that.
Oh, yeah? Did you steal it from my brain?
No, it was about, damn it. I don't even remember what it was, but there was Daniel Day-Lewis was in the bit. Okay, anyway. Wow. Really took a...
Sorry I brought it up. Let's get back to the show. Justin's like, I'm done with this.
Lock the gates.
Yeah, well, what a final thought. Guys, listen, I'll go on record and say that I've read enough now to think that there are too many examples and too many stories from folklore and oral tradition of Native Americans and other places that there's got to be something to this idea of red-haired giants. And that's either means that the government is involved in some cover-up, which I don't understand why they would, unless... you know, we did this in the missing 411 episode. If you layer missing people, the hot spots over the caves, yeah, like it's like one and the same. If these red-haired giants are still alive and have somehow tapped into what we know as a massive underground world, and the government is, you know, fighting against them, I mean, in some sense, that if these are the source of the advanced technology / directed energy and all these things that we know about, then that would make sense. The government's like, yeah, we'll tell you the truth, but guess what? It turns out that there's a race of people that live under the earth that are much more sophisticated than us that have basically been controlling us for, you know. Well, that, yeah, don't tell me that.
Yeah, and, no, that makes sense.
But I do think there was or might still be a red-haired giant race that exist on this planet.
Okay.
I think this one might be legit.
My final thoughts are, I think that there's something to be said about anytime you find a space filled with ugly people to seal it off and then fill it with water. I don't know so much about like the race of redheads and whether or not that's real.
What's real
to me and speaks to me is this idea of just drowning ugly people in a very good
A red haired convention. It's for men. It's a men's red haired convention.
Yeah, that's what is actually what you don't know about that is that is actually being organized by me.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, it's so weird. Why is this? Usually the convention center, like it's like on the ground floor, but they have us in the basement of the convention center.
This year it's in a cave. It's weird.
Yeah. And then again, they're like, all the other doors locked and why is there somebody turn this hose on? We gotta get out of here.
Oh God.
And then a TV comes on. I said, hello, it is me. And all my facial features are all in the center of my face. And I was like, you've fallen into my redheaded snare. I'm small face. And then that feels like a slur. I'm like
ginger parrot is where you could track all the ginger events year round.
Oh man.
Well,
I definitely will not be a stalker. What is it called? Ginger what?
Ginger parrots.
Oh, I don't like this. This is deeply unsettling.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is awful.
This is, it'd be really funny if the guy the person who runs Ginger Parrot got found out to be like a Rachel Dolezal, but of gingers.
Yeah, he's like, you just put dye in your hair.
Yeah, like it started raining and then all of a sudden the color starts running out of my hair and all my freckles start disappearing. Like, wait a second, he's not even
don't look at me.
I've always felt like I look like I was identified as one.
There are people, not surprisingly, there are redheads that want to marry another redhead so that they can pass on
the
genes.
And then they end up in your cave
of death. But I'm sure there are, there definitely are people that have a fetish for red hair.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that exists.
Yeah, definitely not on this podcast. Guys on this podcast.
Definitely didn't have a sexual awakening to a redhead girl in my class in seventh grade. I'll tell you that much.
Because I have an abnormal amount of redhead friends.
Really?
Yeah, I'm abnormal.
Is it because they all sense each other?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, man. But I I've noticed some women are super attracted to my redhead friends, you know?
Yeah.
I know one redheaded guy.
And those women are idiots. Yeah. I'm just kidding. We're having a good time.
I know a redhead guy that all he does is complain about not being able to find somebody. So if those friends need somebody, I'll point him to his Instagram because he's a sad sack.
If his hair color was anything but red, what on a 10 point scale attractiveness would you
3
give him?
4 obviously
4
Well, then it's not the redhead's not going to bump him up.
That was exactly my question.
Yeah.
God, nobody wants to fuck me. It's because of my red hair.
All my redhead buddies are the good looking type, I think. But one of them that I'm talking about, I think he would be if his hair was brown or.
Well, you told me that you're only friends with men that you'd fuck. So yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's
what. That's what I also live by.
Why would I want to be friends with someone like? In a pinch, if we get stuck together, end of the world times, at least I got some options.
I say my whole crew, we all would fuck each other.
Yeah, up a creek.
If we had to.
In a cave.
I said, the ladies have given up on us. Time to fuck, boys.
The Native Americans sealed the cage and I see a hose hanging through the opening. I think it's time to... Get on it, boys.
I mean, that was my move with my guys in college days. We would go to the bar, and about 1:30, we'd all go, I don't think it's happening for any of us. And then we just start stripping nude in the middle of the bar. And everybody's stop. I was like, well, nobody wanted to fuck us. So the fuck boys are here, and we're going to fucking suck all over this bar. And they're like, you're not allowed in this bar anymore. I said, wait until I'm done coming, and then I'll never come back. And they're like, you need to leave. And
I said, you can't come back.
once we hit an hour, the next 10 minutes are definitely like the last 10 minutes of like a Saturday Night Live type show. We're just like,
rails are off.
Yeah, does anybody have any sketches that they want to do that we definitely hope nobody sees? My final thoughts is that you should definitely drown ugly people. Right.
Give your final thought. Yet?
Yeah. Final thoughts. I think redheads are a treasure. We need to, need to have people that take one for the team. So if the redhead race is dying out, which I hear it is, we need to have people just step up and be like, I don't care if you're attractive or not. We need to make babies because this has to keep going. So redhead people are special. I also think that left-handers, I think, are probably similar in a sense because I think left-handed people are like, that's probably weird too.
Redheads are more often left-handed.
Right. And here's something very interesting. The left-handed people are cut out of all psychological like focus groups or tests because their brains don't make sense. Like they can't use them.
Put them in the cave.
Put them in the pit.
Yeah. In the cave of that one.
So I think we need to preserve redheads. We need to preserve left-handers. Whether or not it's in a zoo or not, I don't care. But as long as we have them.
That's going to be like, I can't wait till humans are in zoos.
Have you seen the pictures?
Miami Zoo used to have a human exhibit, and it was a dude that came in.
That's so funny. He's like, hey, can I please leave? Yeah. And they're like, no, you're part of the zoo. And you're like, why am I in the zoo? And they're not.
Me that I can go to work and all I have to do is just beat off and throw shit at people all day, I would definitely do that.
Well,
that
the science museum downtown, they have scientists behind glass. That's a zoo.
Well, it's really funny that you would, it's like, because like the zoo, the idea is for you to demonstrate behaviors that humans do.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to throw shit at people if you don't let me out of here. And they're like, well, but can you like maybe just do people stuff? You're like, I'm going to throw shit at people unless you let me out.
That's awesome. That's like gorillas would totally act normal if they just had a desk job and weren't in a zoo. Yeah. I only throw shit because I'm in a zoo.
Yeah, they're just acting out. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'd definitely hit them with the Silence of the Lambs come throw.
That's good.
Hello, Clarice.
Is that his web slinger? Is that Spider-Man?
Dude, that's hilarious. All right. Well, look, that's our show for this week, man. Follow us on all the grams and stuff.
Let's get to 500 followers on YouTube.
Yeah, 500. Today. Like, subscribe, and join the Patreon, and that's it. This is Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith, partial redhead. Don't judge me for the things I said.
Me too.
Partial throw redhead. Him in the cave. I'm Sam as I ain't not a drop of redhead in me.
That's true.
Superior race. I'm Sam Azani. I'm not redhead, but I am Jewish, which is basically not both.
The redhead also, of the East.
Also bad. Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to Conspiracy Beer Me. Bye.
Peace.